Hi, this is Nick for the Lyric Writers Workroom. Today I want to talk about speed songwriting challenges, exercises that encourage you to write complete songs quickly. As I record this, the yearly songwriting marathon FAWM is almost upon us. That's F-A-W-M, which stands for February Album Writing Month. The goal of FAWM is to write 14 new songs, basically an album's worth of songs, during the 28 days of February, so that's one new song every 2 days. For those of us who are not professional songwriters, that's a pretty fast pace. It's actually fast, even by the standards of some professional songwriters. So, should you give this crazy songwriting marathon a try? Well, that depends, but it's worth considering. There are some good reasons to participate in FAWM. First of all, unless you choose to donate, FAWM is free. Enough said. It does allow you to learn your limits as a songwriter. Writing so much so quickly should expose exactly which skills you need to work on as a songwriter. You're more likely to notice which areas always give you trouble when you're writing so quickly. Second verse hell is a very real place, my friends. FAWM might help you mute your inner critic and write faster. FAWM does encourage you to finish lots of first drafts quickly. Writing under a deadline can strengthen your creative discipline. A lot of songwriters say that they don't want songwriting or music to ever become, quote, like work. But work can be satisfying, and FAWM could set you up for a disciplined daily songwriting habit that lasts past the end of February. FAWM does have a large, supportive international community. It's a lot of fun. Songsters all over the world will be dashing out lyrics and melodies every day in February, and it is fun to be part of that, especially if you're going out and actively commenting on other people's recorded songs. And finally, even if you don't finish, you win. The goal is to write 14 songs in February, but if you fall short, if you write even just 4 new songs in February, that would still be 4 new songs that you didn't have. Actually, a song a week is a pretty reasonable pace. Many songwriters find themselves stuck in these long dry spells, kind of putting off writing, holding out for some big, exciting, perfect idea to strike. And one of the most valuable things you can learn from a speed songwriting challenge like FAWM is that you can really write anytime. You don't have to wait to feel inspired. I know some good things have come out of FAWM. Songwriter Matt Blick, who I know, released his first EP, including songs that he wrote during FAWM 1 year. That was called Let's Build an Airport. There's also a project called Of Great and Mortal Men that combined the forces of songwriters Christian Kiefer, Jefferson Pitcher, and Matthew Gerken, and some 50-odd figures in music to write a collection of 43 songs. I don't think that one actually was entirely written during FAWM. I think it only started during FAWM. But still, it was a cool project that had its roots in the speed writing exercise. Speed writing exercises can be very good for songwriters who procrastinate. Perfectionist songwriters might find themselves driven to tears if they fall behind, though, or if multiple songs don't turn out well. So this is something you have to judge when you're undertaking it. You have to know whether you'll kind of react to the challenge well or whether it will just be more discouraging for you. Some people do have a slower songwriting pace, and hey, Leonard Cohen had a very, very slow songwriting pace. There are pro songwriters I've spoken to who are immensely successful and who write one song a week, and they spend that week getting the song absolutely polished up and perfected in all the ways that they can. If you're intrigued by this whole idea of speed songwriting, but FAWM doesn't quite sound like your thing, there are some other challenges. If Album Writing Month is not fast enough for you, in one of her textbooks, Andrea Stolpe, Berkeley music professor, recommends giving yourself 40 minutes to write one song. Chords, melodies, lyrics, and all. Then you record it. And then you repeat that drill every day for 2 weeks. Stolpe says this is a good way to quiet your inner critic and let go of any negative perfectionist tendencies. 14 songs in 14 days, each one written in just 40 minutes. That's a really intense crash landing kind of regimen, and you can definitely expect to write some bad songs if you undertake a project like this. That's kind of the point. It's not so much about getting a great result as it is about just learning to let go of your inner critic and just let lyrics and music fly. Just spraying it into the air can be a healthy challenge for some of us at certain phases of our creative lives. Now, there are some other challenges too. The 50-90 event beginning each July is a challenge to write 50 songs in 90 days. The totally over-the-top extremist award goes to a book called The Frustrated Songwriter's Handbook. that book calls on its readers to set aside a whole 12-block hour of time to write 20 songs. To be honest, to me, this sounds just awful. It sounds really unpleasant. But some songwriters who I respect say that they've gotten some results out of it. In general, I think it's better to stick to songwriting challenges that have a better chance of setting you up for a regular, sustainable songwriting habit in the long term. Writing 20 songs in 12 hours sounds to me like it wouldn't be something you would do routinely at all, and it would probably never become a part of your regular creative life. I would actually be curious to know whether the people who wrote the Frustrated Songwriter's Handbook still do their 12-hour marathons. I'm actually not going to participate in FOM myself this year. I've done it before, and I got some good experience out of trying it out. It is a bit fast for my tastes, and this year I'm quite busy trying to really polish up a handful of new songs. I've discovered that I'm the kind of songwriter who'd much rather take a few weeks to really write and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite a song until I'm happy with it. That's it for this podcast. If you found this interesting or helpful in any way, please subscribe to the Lyric Writers Workroom mailing list if you're not on it already, so I can let you know when I upload new episodes. Feel free to use the comments section to leave your experiences with speed songwriting challenges. Did they help you out at all? Are you planning to try any of these in the new future? Are you going to be taking part in FOM? Thanks for listening. Take care.